Blog Talk Radio.
You are the one. anything that's going on that's negative. We are binding that up because we come to study the Word of God and hear a message from the man of God. Lord, we just giving you thanks. We ask that you will bless those that have asked us to keep them lifted up. Evangelist Renee, Father God, as she goes through her treatment today, we know you are able to heal her there totally and completely. We're praying for Evangelist Sharon as well as she continues getting that word out to others. We're praying for all the listeners and all those who participate, Father God. We just want to thank you for your word today. Thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God.
The subject is we have to continue in the God kind of faith. We left off Wednesday pretty much talking about our duties and what God is requesting of us, and because these are gifts he's given to us, and his gifts happens to be in the book of Ephesians, and we're going to read them, and then we're going to discuss them, maybe not in its entirety today, but hopefully next week we'll get into discussing what these gifts are and why. Well, we know why we have them. It's for the perfecting of the saints, to make the saints become like Christ, keep that oneness. And we get all that. But the issue is this. These gifts have been taught wrong, brother and sister. I mean, ain't no other way to say it. Most of them have, not all of them, because when you talk about evangelists, they do that. They go out and stuff like that. We kind of got that right. Teachers, we're teaching the word, but not the word of God in revelation knowledge. We're not teaching that truth that's within the word of God or confined in the word of God because it's revelation knowledge. So when we talk about having teachers now, we got to have teachers that's going to teach revelation knowledge per the scripture, not just something that they done come up with. But it's in line with scripture. So, but there's several of them that we haven't really got the revelation on. And hopefully maybe next week we'll get into them. But anyway, right now I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would get us going from Ephesians 4. And I think we could start at 8. We'll start at verse 8, and I think we'll go down to, 13? We'll go to 13,
8 to 13. Okay, Pastor. Good afternoon, Pastor, and thanks for that selection, and thanks for all of your encouraging words. Thank you, Pastor Bell, for that prayer and a standing agreement. You always pray the most wonderful prayers. Praise God. In Ephesians 4:8-13, it reads as follows. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is but that he also descended first into the low part of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things, and gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. In the Message Bible. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. The text for this is he climbed the high mountain. He captured the enemy. He handed it all out in gifts to the people. Is it not true that the one who climbed up also climbed down, down into the valley of earth? And the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up, up to highest heaven. He handed out gifts above and below, filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor, teacher to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmatically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And I want everybody to understand what's going on. Today I may just point out some things, and we'll pick this up either at the review or we'll pick it up Monday. But so you all be on the same page with me, I'd like for you to go to Matthew's 11 and 12. Matthew's 11 and 12. Now, you may ask, well, here they're talking about the gifts, but you got to know what's going on. The kingdom of God is the gifts is for the kingdom of God to be used for the edifying. Now, I want y'all to, because I know you heard that. I know you heard that when you read it, but we're going to really get into it. That's what they're for. We're going to talk about what these gifts are for. And these are gifts, and he gave to the body of Christ, to the church, those that have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, those that have been born again. So when we're talking about the church, we're not talking about the local church. We're not talking about the organized church. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, let the worldly preachers talk about that. I'm talking about revelation knowledge here, something that's true, something that have been hidden, something that's being beat and continue to be covered so man can have their pleasure. So over in Matthew, if you will, Matthew's 11 and 12, if you'll read that for us, please.
Yes. Yeah. In the King James, it reads as follows. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, no one in history surpasses John the Baptizer, but in the kingdom he prepared you for. The lowest person is ahead of him. For a long time now, people have tried to force themselves into God's kingdom. Amen, amen.
You see, the problem is the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, has suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Now, what that means? What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Mm-hmm. It means the organized church have taken it by force, have taken what God has given us by force, which is apostle, prophet, evangelist, speaker. That has been taken over. Help me, Holy Ghost, because I want y'all to see the revelation going on. So when he says the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violence is taking over, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. What that is, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. So they've taken it. So what did they take? They take apostleship, prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. That's what God had, Christ had given to his church. He'd given that for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Well, men have stolen that, and he have taken it so that he set up his own way. In other words, so they get a building, and they put something, then they start using these offices, and they become persons instead of office. I want to take my time and try to explain this and try to make my case. And I know some people are going to have some things to say, and it's okay, because I was there once. Without the revelation knowledge, you'll never understand this.
Amen.
It's like these apostles, they are not persons, people. They are operating in that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not
Amen. There.
It's like you put on a shirt or a pair of pants. No, you're just operating in that. That's, you know, you can't claim that personally, except you're operating in it. Now, as long as you understand it, you're operating in it, you're good. It's just like pastors, for instance. Pastors
mm-hmm.
are supposed to direct people into green pastures or lead them, if you will, into the Word of God. Now,
Amen.
I ask you, is that what the world is teaching that pastors are? No.
They're not, say that.
They're not. Now, you might say they are in one sense or the matter, but at the end of the day, that's not what they're teaching them. They're teaching them that they are in control, they're hearing from God, and you're supposed to come and be in their building, and they're supposed to lead you, and they're responsible for your soul, and da-da-da-da-da. I mean, you'd be surprised. In fact, I've spent all day just on teaching what the pastoralship is about. So they got rituals. They got wrote books about it and how you need to be ordained, excuse me, and how you have to go through a bunch of men. They're taking it by force.
All right, now.
And they violently doing it every day, teaching people to come and be part of their congregation. And you know what we should be doing? I'm glad you asked. How about uniting everyone, no matter where you come from, into the faith? That's what we ought to be doing, getting people
mm-hmm.
into one faith. Teaching
yes.
people to become perfect in the faith, to that
mm-hmm.
measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's what we ought
yes.
to be doing with. But instead,
yep.
they're not doing it. I want you to see this. It's going to take a minute, brothers and sisters, because you won't get it all in one day. You won't get it all in one night. So I want you to study, and you'll see the Holy Ghost will teach you this, and it'll show you what I'm talking about here. But I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
he gave gifts unto his body. Says John the Baptist said, and the day, John the Baptist now, until now, the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence, and violence is taking it. It's taking over what Christ gave us. The organized
Have
church
mercy.
Is doing that.
Have mercy.
And in each scripture, learned the other day, Matthew 28, go ye therefore into all the world. Mark 16:17, and saying, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. And not, what's going on is they tell you, oh, you got to come to the building to see that. And God never told you to come to see this. He never told you to do that.
All right. Say that.
So they take it over our job or our works by foolishness. I can say a lot of things, but anyway. But you got to remember, brothers and sisters, this is the time for the body of Christ to experience a holy revolution that will bring about a revelation for the end time. And believe me, when I tell you that it's an end time transformation into the body of Christ, we are to do that. How are we going to do that? Through Bible study, groups all over the world. We got to come to establish believers in the Word of God, not in buildings, but establish them in the Word of God. But not limited to church building, but to train their hands at a war and an end time soldier. And this is what we ought to be doing. You go in a place and organize prayer meeting, Bible study, and let it be about the Word of God. Let it be about getting them mm-hmm. into the faith, teaching them what faith is. Faith.
Yeah.
It's sad that people don't know what faith is. They just think mm-hmm. it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. I see that by far they can go. And then ask them, say, okay, what the substance is, and they can't tell you. Well, bless God. That's your job. We're serving. That's why he
yeah.
gave us. Some people call it the fivefold ministry. See, because that sounds good. But they don't mm. know what they're saying. Bless their heart. They heard some big-time pastor say that. And somebody with a couple of degrees throw that out. And they received that. Boy, so they've been preaching that same message every day. But they'll never get to the revelation part. They can't do it because they're not into the word like that. They're into tradition, mm-hmm. they're into man, and they're into being. That's why the Bible says that we henceforth no more be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. We got to get away from that. By the slightness of men and the cunning craftiness. They're very crafty. Very crafty. And they wait and wait to deceive us. And you may not believe this, you may not accept this, but I'm telling you, brother and sister, the kingdom of God have been taken, and they took it and began to cause it to suffer, and it's suffering through violence, through their force. Yeah. They force people into religion. They force people into becoming church people. They force people into denomination. This is a force that we got to recognize. So, yeah, that's what Paul was doing. He was continuing in the faith. He was facing these forces. Well, bless God. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter is, Jesus prayed, Father, sanctify them. You know, set them apart. Don't let them be like the worldly church. Set them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's what he prayed for.
Yeah.
And
thank
he just didn't
want
to be said as sanctify any kind of way, but by the truth. Thy word is truth. Deliver them, Father God, that they'll be able to see truth now. They'll be able to go out there and minister truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our
Amen.
Job is to reconcile. Our job is to restore. Our job is to heal. Our job is to show forth miracles. And believe me, they'll do it when you begin to show the word of God is first place. That ought to be the message. That ought to be the hope mm-hmm. that people have. That ought to be the freedom that they have. You don't have no freedom when the preacher tell you, now you're obligated, you got to pay your tithes, you got to be here every Sunday, every Saturday. See, that's not freedom.
All right, say that.
Let freedom ring. Let it ring. Let
mm-hmm.
freedom ring. Let folks
yeah.
be free. Stop
Amen.
Putting
yeah.
them in boxes. God don't
yeah.
want that. Christ is not happy with that. So someone got to go do this. So he gave
mm-hmm.
these gifts so that people like you, you and I, we can go out and teach people, hey, God wants you free. He don't want you bound to anything. He don't want you to be entangled with the yoke of bondage.
Yeah.
Like they were
Galatians.
They were so into bondage until when they got free, they wanted to go right back into it. I know y'all probably don't believe that, but that's what Paul had to tell them. I want to say it was over there in, I think it was the church in Galatia, the Galileans. they were like that, man. And Paul said, I mean, they got caught up, man. They were, you know, some type of people, they got so used to going to church, they didn't even know how to act if they wasn't going. They didn't know how to act. So Paul had to tell them. Now, I'm going to try to read this stuff, too. But over there in Galatians 5, that's where it said. He told them, so y'all stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ, not Jesus, now, Christ has made us free. And be don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to do everything they could. You know, you got to be circumcised. Pastor, you got to be circumcised by the heart. Because being circumcised in the flesh profits you nothing. Not like going up into a building. That don't profit you nothing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Circumcised. But let me tell you what, we're not debtor to the flesh. We're not debtor to going up in some building.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't do good for the body of Christ.
Amen.
Our righteousness is not in the building, brother and sister. Folks will get saved and they think, oh, man, I got saved at this church. I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. Well, that's part of that violence. That's part of that force.
Have mercy.
But anyway, we'll cover it during the review. But you got to know what that means. Very few people understand that. And part of my purpose in this life is to share that. Matthew 11:12. And from the days of John the Baptist until right now, the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence. And part of what I am to do is to establish believers in the Word of God. And I'm not limited to church building. I told you that. But Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Spiritual growth is the process of replacing lies with truth. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to go and we're going to replace some of these lies come next week, what a real prophet is, what a real apostle is, what a real teacher is, what a real evangelist. See, we're going to replace those lies that have been told so people can be free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So y'all will get it next week. But we may do it Sunday. Hey, we got to do the review. I know we got to review some things, but spirit is moving. You just may not have time for all that. We may have just move it. But anyway.